Now, the Independent Police Complaints Commission is investigating an alleged attack on a soldier by three officers in Wigan. CCTV footage showing one of the police officers punching Lance Corporal Mark Aspinall, who served in Iraq and Afghanistan, is running on the internet. James Kelly told me more about the picture, what the pictures contain.
This footage, which is on the Sunday Mirror's website, was recorded in the early hours of the morning in Wigan Town Centre back in July. And it's really quite disturbing stuff. We see Lance Corporal Mark Aspinall, who's a 24-year-old, walking across a road towards three police officers. He stops about 10 feet away from them. He's looking a little unsteady on his feet and he's pointing at them. There's no sound, so he can't tell what's being said. The officers start walking towards him. He stumbles, tries to get back up, but the police officers quickly move in, pin him to the ground. You can see one of the officers appearing to hold him by the hair and bang his head on the ground a couple of times. He's still pinned to the ground when the same officer appears to scrape his face along the road and then punches him eight times.
And why were the police trying to arrest him in the first place?
Well, Mark Aspinall had come back from Afghanistan in February and he was going out on the town with some friends. And it appears the police had been called to deal with a man who was said to be harassing some paramedics. And it was a case of mistaken identity. Mark Aspinall told the Sunday Mirror he'd been drinking. To use his words, he was pretty leathered. But he says he wasn't violent in any way, apart from when he was pinned to the ground, when he actually bit one of the officers, he says, in self-defence. And it was that action that seemed to prompt an intensification of the level of violence against him. But he says he was actually scared for his life.
Yeah, well, it was Lance Corporal Mark Aspinall who was apparently punched, but it still appears that he ended up in court.
Yes, this is one of those strange cases. He was charged with two counts of assaulting a police officer and a public order offence because he swore at the police officers. He was found guilty at Wigan Magistrates Court. He was ordered to pay the officer who punched him £100 in compensation and one of the other officers £150. He also got a 200-hour community service penalty. He was given a three-month suspended prison sentence. Earlier this month, though, his conviction was quashed by a judge at Liverpool Crown Court who reportedly expressed shock at the level of police violence he'd seen in the CCTV footage.
Right, so what's happening now? What have the police said?
Well, now that Mark Aspinall's conviction has been quashed, we're looking at an investigation. Greater Manchester Police say that their professional standards branch is now investigating the conduct of the officers on the Wigan division following this incident back in July. They say one officer, who is a volunteer officer, a special, has had his duties restricted. And I've been told this is the officer seen apparently throwing punches in the footage. The other two are being investigated. The police say the matter has been voluntarily referred to the Independent Police Complaints Commission, and the IPCC has told me it'll oversee the inquiry, make sure that everything's done properly, and it could lead to disciplinary proceedings.
Well, let's speak to Councillor Michael Wynne-Stanley, the leader of the Conservative group on Wigan Council. And